Whoa, live from Chicago. Hi, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. And again, all things fitness, wellness, and sports medicine. Wow, the Olympics are over. Bravo to all. It's just great. Every few years, we get to see some of the best in the world. Incredible. 15-year-old gold medal Russian figure skater. Wonder how old she was when she started. Again, the books, Empowered Aging, Sharky Zartman, check that out, a bestseller. And here comes, hey, sports parents, our book on the whole world of sports parents, the injuries, the mental pressures, due out this spring. So we'll keep you abreast. Got a great doubleheader today. We've got returning Master Pete Canavan, the author of Self-Defense Survival Guide, campus safety expert. Such a big topic. And then we're going to be joined by Sean Burke. He's a physical therapist. He's a triathlete, competitor himself. He trains champions. And he's a advocate, a sea of cellular health. Then, of course, it's the sports doctors in your emails. First, hey, Master Pete, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thanks for having me back.
Where are you calling from?
I'm here from Northeast Pennsylvania. Beautiful weather here today for a little break in late February.
Okay. Again, the topic of self-defense, topic of our campus safety, this crazy world we're living in. Pete, give us a little bit of a quickie history and background with what you're doing.
Well, I've been an IT consultant and specializing in the security aspect of information technology. Been running my own business since 1995. I've been doing that over 20 years. I've also been studying the martial arts and have achieved the level of master in two different styles, Hapkido and Taekwondo, also in about the last 20, 22 years. And I've also worked as a campus security professional, as a public safety officer. I've also worked security at different events for concerts and things. So I've got quite a well-rounded background with regard to how to keep people safe both online and offline, and that's really what prompted my latest book that came out in September called The Ultimate Guide to College Safety, which, as you just said, is very appropriate, unfortunately, these days.
Your whole topic is, again, incredibly happening. The whole idea of school safety, this whole nightmare that we're living through from A to Z. I always felt for years that self-defense should be taught to young girls, gosh sake, from elementary school up, the whole idea of being able to somehow pay attention to that side of things. So, and again, it's such a big topic. Again, on the sports doctor, college sports, the whole competitive world, high school sports, the pressures, the tensions. You're in the middle of all of it, aren't you?
Yes, I am. And, you know, young people tend to think they're invincible. You know, we were all there one time ourselves. And it's important that they understand that they need to, you know, really define their safety concerns, because everybody has concerns about, you know, when they may or may not feel safe. And, you know, part of that is educating people and getting them to understand that, you know, there are some places where you need to have heightened awareness. You know, there are concerns that you need to be aware of. There are safety guidelines and personal boundaries that you really need to define, because otherwise, how do you know when too much is too much?
However, I remember in your first book when we had you on a couple of years ago, whatever the heck it is, that we again talked about, you know, where do the martial arts fit in? I'm a very, very rusty, once upon a time brown belt in Taekwondo. And
there you go.
So the self-defense side and that whole, besides the rules of where to go, how to act, that's something that you've been talking about for a long time, isn't it? Talk a little bit about that.
Well, it all begins and starts with being aware of what threats could potentially, you know, be out there when you're out and about in your daily life, whether you're traveling, whether you're going to the store. And we tend to get very comfortable when we are in the same places all the time. We go to the same supermarket, we walk our dogs down the same streets, we drive our kids to the same school, et cetera. And so when you have this sort of sense of, you know, comfort, it breeds complacency. And that is a huge problem because people tend not to be as aware when they're going to the same places all the time. And
I got news for you. That's changed. That has changed as we speak. The awareness times 1,000, in so many different areas. And again, in the area of campus and the school athletics and intramurals, and everybody's moving, sometimes traveling, playing games. Then again, what are some of the things in the world of the campus safety survival guide? By the way, what's the website they could find the book and check that out?
GuideToCollegeSafety.com. Anybody can go and get 3 chapters of the book for free and check it out. If they like it, get the whole thing.
Okay.
So that's
The idea that there could be physical capabilities regarding the whole area of self-defense when we're talking about campus safety, excuse me, do you get into that side? You do.
Yes, actually, this book covers all aspects of both online and offline safety, including actually physical techniques. It talks about things like, you know, lighting and, you know, how to be careful when you're approaching ATM machines. I talk about travel safety if somebody's traveling, going to semesters abroad, or, you know, perhaps traveling for sporting events for their school, how to be, you know, more careful. And, of course, a lot of these threats are much greater when you're traveling outside your home country. So you need to know certain things like, you know, what's the equivalent of 911 in a country that you're visiting, for example. Because we're used to our home countries and the things that we know about here, but when we travel other places, you know, we're not familiar with them. And so these are things that...
It's interesting, Pete, when you mention online, this incredible, gigantic, endless world of social media. I've had child psychiatrists on the Sports Doctor. We've had psychology. We've had all aspects of mental training, all dramatically, all of us being challenged by the whole online concern when, like, you're talking about campus safety, both off and online, right?
Correct. And I've been trying to pitch a few places on doing a presentation that is basically, you know, how online safety concerns can turn into offline safety threats. And this doesn't just have to be regarding bullying and hazing, which of course are huge topics, but now, you know, we have cyberbullying.
Huge topics.
Huge, absolutely. And even just the general things like how to make your computers more secure, you know, how to be protected against hackers and, you know, phishing scams. And of course, the biggie is identity theft. You know, if your identity is stolen, you've got major problems for quite a while. And so that's all discussed, cybercrime and cyberterrorism. And of course, you know, social media is a biggie. People are consumed by social media. They you know, sit on their devices. You know, all of us are guilty of it, you know, more often than we probably should. But there are some things that you need to be aware of to make yourself safer when you're using your cell phone and when you're on social media, and, you know, how to secure your profile and make certain settings, you know, properly so that you can be a little safer in your online, you know, time.
You know, the value, you're a master in the martial arts, and the value of having some capability, where I go back at the beginning of the show, and for years I've mentioned the fact that I felt that self-defense was very, very important, not only the girls, but because bullying is such a gigantic problem today. And when we talk about childhood obesity, believe it or not, more than half of the childhood obesity is the bullying side of things. So again, the importance of the self-defense side. So online, you know, when we're talking again about campus safety, parents or participants could learn some of the things that you think are so key regarding self-defense?
Absolutely. There is a chapter in the book that actually addresses the physical threat self-defense. And I do have techniques in the book. I teach people the proper way to block, the proper way to strike. And, you know, it can be a lot of different things. It could be, you know, safe dating. We see all of this stuff in the news about sexual harassment. Well, sexual harassment can turn into worse things. And so we need to know how to protect ourselves from physical threats. You know, these things can start off as non-physical, you know, as verbal threats or, you know, verbal sort of abuse, but that can, of course, turn into physical, you know, a physical problem. And so you need to know just some basics. You know, people don't have to go out and, you know, train for 20 years like me. They need to go out and take a course and, you know, learn in a few hours some of the things like, you know, the places to hit in the body that are going to cause the most, you know, damage to allow you to escape, because, you know, you don't want to get into some long, drawn out, protracted fight with somebody. You want to hit them, let them let you go, and then run away. And so
exactly.
These things, like I talk about pressure points, I talk about safe dating, I talk about rape prevention, and as we've seen in the news again a lot, is alternative lifestyles. You know, the LGBT community, well, guess what? They have a much higher risk of physical problems and sexual harassment and rape and stuff like that than, you know, heterosexuals.
Yeah, we're going to talk more about that. Everybody, you're listening to The Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. And go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can zip over to radio shows and go back over 10 years with radio shows. You could see topics, who was on. You could listen to whatever you'd like. You could buzz over to newspaper and magazine articles and read on everything from choosing the best shoe to whether your son or daughter should be specializing in sports the whole world of concussions and concerns, and one of my most popular articles, which is Women in High Heels, Surviving the Challenge. Follow us on Twitter. I get a lot of guests on Twitter. I get a lot of authors, a lot of professionals in so many different areas. We're at 34,000 followers. It's an exciting world. We educate 3-4 times a day on all sorts of topics at SportsDoc, EOC Radio, talking with Master Pete Canavan, campus self-defense expert, author of the Self-Defense Survival Guide, and all of these different aspects that would go into, again, there's no area of sports medicine. My upcoming book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, where we're talking about youth sports and drugs. We're talking about the pressures on parents and kids. We're talking again about all areas many times that can end up in concerns of bullying and or safety. It's such a highlight today. So something like the Self-Defense Survival Guide surely makes a lot of sense when we're talking about campus and you're sure not limited to college, right?
No, and the new book, the Ultimate Guide to College Safety, is the one that addresses all of the online and offline safety concerns. And it's definitely not just for college students. It's just as appropriate for high school students and even elementary school, a lot of the information, because it talks about, you know, things like active shooter preparedness and terrorism, you know, and building self-confidence and your attitude. And these are all things that, you know, if you build up your self-esteem and you feel good about yourself and you have confidence, you're not going to be targeted as much by somebody who's a bully, because you are confident and you will stand up to them as opposed to someone who does not have high self-esteem. So that is all covered in the Ultimate Guide to College Safety, as well as, you know, college-specific issues like alcohol responsibility and party drugs and, you know, prescription medication abuse and how to stay safe when you're out at bars.
These are all keys, all key topics, Pete, again, when it comes to all aspects of competitive sports. Again, where we're talking about all sides, and we don't have to look far to see one scandal after another, whether it's drugs and sports, alcohol-related stuff, all of these aspects that go into you know, what the sports doctor many times is all about, which is both the physical and mental side of what's going on in some of these pressures. And again, there's not a student or athlete out there that shouldn't be paying attention and be aware of, you know, what you've been writing about.
And as you point, I mean, as a doctor, for example, you know how bad caffeine and energy drinks can be for athletes or for anybody in general. And that's a big problem. That's abused a lot by college students. It's also abused, you know, by athletes as well.
Yes. You know, you're a good commercial for the upcoming book, #HateSportsBarons. I have a chapter, called Youth, Sports, and Drugs. We talk about supplements. We talk about energy drinks. And sometimes the fact that they could be dangerous. And again, we don't have to look much further than the Olympics that we just watched and the nightmares with the gymnastics team and all of this chaos over the pressure, which is one of the reasons that in many instances, performance-enhancing drugs, I define as performance-surviving drugs. Because my son and daughter is hurting, and because we've got to play, and we've got to take over-the-counter pain meds. And again, the United States is one of the only two countries in the world. New Zealand is the other one that allows ad nauseum TV drug ads day in and day out, 24/7, with prescription drugs. And the idea this is so common, and again, the young sports world, very big concern, and so is we're in the middle again of the opioid crisis, over 60,000 deaths. And again, the United States takes 80% of the prescription pain pills, and it's just a major, major topic. So many different areas. You know, Pete, the time flew by. Give me the website again. People could find out about the new book.
The website is www.guidetocollegesafety.com. And there's information about the book. There's a summary of each chapter. And you can also sign up and get 3 chapters delivered to you immediately when you sign up.
Great. All right, Pete. Hold on a quick second. Everybody, we're going to be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. AthleteIntelligence.com builds better teams. How? AthleteIntelligence.com uses wearable sensors to measure impact and performance metrics and translate that data into actionable, coachable moments. Get 3D images of hit impacts in real time. Identify high-risk players. Track speed, distance, movement and space, even long-term history, and so much more. Coaches, for a better, safer team, visit athleteintelligence.com or call 425-372-7806. The $21 billion men's grooming market has a new concept, Hammer and Nail. Grooming Shop for Guys now brings hand and foot grooming for men alongside traditional barbering services. They have national opportunities for franchise locations and area representative licenses, backed up by a corporate team with over 30 years of experience building some of the largest health, wellness, and beauty brands. Hammer and Nails can complement your existing medical practice. It's cash-based, and its recurring revenue model ensures consistent cash flow. Visit Hammer and Nails, Hammer A-N-D, Nails Grooming. Call 818. 657-7181. Hey, everybody. Welcome back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. Excited to have Sean Burke join us. Sean's a physical therapist. He's a triathlete, competitive athlete himself. He's an advocate of a product that I take myself and I endorse, ASEA Cellular Health. So, Sean, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Great. We're going to jump right in, talk a little bit. I call it my who, what question. Little history and background. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're doing.
Okay, so I'm actually 57 years old now, but I've been in the physical therapy field. I graduated in 1988. Before that, I was actually wrestled in high school and college, got a full ride scholarship to college, to Eastern Washington University. And then I joined the military, was an Army Ranger, did some time in Panama. And after I got out of the military, then I finished up my physical therapy degree, and I've been practicing since 1988 as a physical therapist. And then I've also been a personal trainer for the last 17 years, and I actually own my own facility, training facility, and I work with all different types of athletes. I work from, 12 years old, very active youth, all the way up to, I think my oldest client right now is 88 years old, female veteran.
Yeah, it's quite a variable. Hey, yeah, listen, yeah. And when you're an Army Ranger, you're already a great athlete, to say the least, the elite of the elite. The Sports Doctor, again, this is one of my biggest topics. It's the whole physical side of the upcoming book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, which is all about the mental and physical challenges. Like you said, seeing 12-year-olds, we just watched the Olympics where a 15-year-old is the gold medalist in women's figure skating, and she probably started when she was 5 years old. So the areas in sports medicine of number one, preventing trouble, preventing injury, number two, enhancing performance, enhancing recovery. That's been the excitement of your connection with ASEA, hasn't it?
It sure has. When I first got on the product, I was actually 51 years old and settling out of control for the fact that I have been competing all my life, and I wasn't able to get the proper sleep or recovery, and my athletic career I thought was over at 51 years old. And when I started studying the science and started really realizing what redox molecules actually does in the body, I was in from the physical therapy standpoint, but I had no idea what it was going to do for my physical competition, and that really turned my life around. I was totally blown away my performance. I've actually been on this product for going on 6 years, and since being on the product, I have won more races being on this product than my previous 25 years before I even got on the product.
Yes, that's what we're excited about, with some of these young hotshot boys and girls in various sports where we're looking to naturally help their recovery or feeling good. You mentioned the molecules. Give us a capsule or definition of what ASEA is about.
Well, from an athlete standpoint, athletes are continuously breaking down their body. In other words, they're breaking down cellulars because we work out all the time. We're at a much higher level intensity than a normal person. And so because of that, what I realized with the molecules is that when these cells communicate and are actually able to communicate with cells that need to replace and repair it on a daily basis with athletes, we're constantly breaking our body down. We're constantly, stressing our body out with oxidative stress that we have going on in our body.
So the interaction of cells, you mentioned a big point where you're talking about cells communicating, the whole idea of cellular health. So these communicating molecules, which are almost like a salt water where you're taking a couple of shots a day, basically you're looking to enhance cellular health, right? Whether you're an 80-year-old or whether you're the best athlete in the country.
Correct. I mean, when you have 7 trillion cells that are communicating at a high level, you're asking for high level performance out of that. And that's what I have seen with my other athletes that I work with who's on the product, and then with myself.
Yeah, and what are the the idea of our recovery? You're a good example of someone who you feel has been able to do much more aggressively for a lot longer period of time aspects of the triathlon, for example, with the running and the biking and the swimming, and the idea of the cellular health in that regard. And there seems to be no interaction, no negative side to ASEA in any way, shape, or form, is right?
That is correct. I mean, it's our cells are already bathed in the redox molecules, so it's not a foreign object or foreign substance to our body. And that is a key component. When you can get an athlete to be able to work out day after day after day and recovery day after day after day, then you're putting those quality workouts back to back. That's where your performance increases, because that's the key component. Is you have an athlete that breaks down all the time, they can't put in those high-quality workouts in, and then they don't make improvement.
And especially, again, in the world of physical therapy, we have physical therapy come and join us on the Sports Doctor for decades. Everybody, you're listening to the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, live from Chicago. Sports podiatry. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can listen to radio shows. You can see some of the endless international guests we've had over the years. Listen to whatever you'd like. Read all sorts of great articles. And again, you can follow me on Twitter. The great place where I've gotten so many good guests, authors and therapists and trainers, at Sports Doc, DOC Radio. We're talking with Sean Burke. He's a physical therapist, and he is an advocate, a distributor for ASEA. ASEA is distributed through individual the network marketing world, right, Sean?
That is correct. You are correct, 100% correct. The way I do it, and that's the way I know a lot of other people do it. It's the way to get the word out correctly on how they sell your molecules work and communicate with cells.
Yes, there's an excellent science short promo that they have, which talks about the science of these redox molecules, and is really, really very, very informative in that particular area. And again, so you've been involved for about 6 years. Again, in sports podiatry, when I'm talking to all my physical therapy friends, I'm always singing the song, the foot bones connected to the ankle bones, connected to the leg bone. The whole idea of biomechanics and alignment. So you're still doing your physical therapy. Where is your facility?
I'm in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and I do. I have my own facility that I train athletes at, and then I also do physical therapy work on all my clients that come in, too.
Yeah, a lot of times we see, too, Sean, in the world of parenting the child athlete and fairly serious young athletes, that I really, really like physical therapy to act to help this young gymnast or figure skater or young tennis player how to strengthen, how to try to prevent injury and problems. The world of physical therapy has exploded over the past 10 years, hasn't it?
Yes, it's a huge, huge component of people rehabbing. I see a lot of athletes at different levels come into our facility. And, you got to start from the level. You look at where the injury is, and then you look above and below that injury, and you figure out what is the body mechanics problem that's going on.
The name of the game. All right, yep. Sean, we're going to be back for another segment with Sean Burke. Talk a little bit more about these topics. It's Sports Doctor. Fox Valley Wellness Center is a highly regarded leader in holistic health, led by Dr. Steve Maress, one of the first Lyme disease literate physicians in the Midwest. His team of integrative medicine
practitioners blend the best of conventional and complementary therapies. Dr. Mares is president-elect of the prestigious International Lyme and Associated Disease Society. They specialize in treating the causes of disease, not just the symptoms. Fox Valley Wellness Center also offers hyperbaric oxygen treatment, located at 180 Knights Way in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. For more information, call 920-922-5433. That's 920-922-5433. Hey, the sports doctor's in. Dr. Bob here, sports podiatrist. If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Everybody, we're swinging back here live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We are speaking with Sean Burke out there in Idaho. He is a physical therapist. He's been a competitive triathlete. He's an Army Ranger. He's an ASEA consultant, ASEA, the cellular health product. That's gotten an awful lot of excitement, including from me here at the Sports Doctor. And you could always email me if you want to find out more information. And but go to their website, see their science video. Sean, I wanted to mention to you one of the areas that's of such interest on the Sports Doctor, again, youth sports. I'm not talking about just necessarily champions, but kids who might be very serious in this sport. They're adolescents, they're 10, 11, 12 years old. They're already playing tennis every day. I see that in figure skaters is the biggest group over the years that I've seen. And I want you to talk about how you feel ASEA can be one of the smartest things parents could look to add. Again, the world of supplements, the world of vitamins could drive everybody crazy. But ASEA is unique, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very unique. I mean, there's what I tell my athletes is there are four key areas that make an athlete more competitive, and that is decrease in inflammation in the system, increase in cardiovascular, having a high quality digestive system, and then the immune system, because athletes are always breaking down their body in the immune system. When you look at this product, those are the four areas that it unleashes the genetic pathways. And then when I saw that research and I realized that these were the four genetic pathways that make an athlete more competitive, I was hooked. I mean, when you can have an athlete that can digest their nutrition at a much higher level and get into the cells so they can perform at a higher level, when you have an athlete that has can increase their cardiovascular system because you got cells that communicate with the cardiovascular cells, and then an athlete that's keeping their inflammation down from working out back to back to back, and then not getting sick because you're stressing it with oxidative stress with athletes, those are four key components that make an athlete more competitive.
Now, as we get older, the ability of the interaction of the cells reduces in its efficiency, and this is one of the big deals about ASEA, is this anti-aging side of things. But if we're talking the young adolescent, and again, we're interested in enhanced nutrition, and we're interested in natural ways to reduce wear and tear. Youth sports injuries are at an epidemic level in so many different sports, and this is a big area that I see this being added to. Have you had much experience with that kind of age group, the high school age and or even younger, being involved with ASEA?
Yes, I have. I've gotten some great results. With younger athletes, they think they're indestructible. And what they realize is that they will also stress out their body because they're working at such a higher level. They don't always listen to their body. This allows their body to heal internally without them, because when older adults, we tend to try to listen to our body more, but these younger kids don't listen to their body, and they just start destroying their body and breaking down so fast. So this allows us to be able to get the body to heal internally and get them not to overstress their body, and we're seeing some great results. So I've got some athletes.
Oh, it's a big deal. A chapter in my upcoming book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, is Youth Sports and Drugs. At serious levels, club sports, even junior high school on up, again, where I have 10, 11, 12-year-old nationally ranked figure skaters who are doing the same thing every day, what we call repetitive motion problems, and the kinds of stresses on these kids. And then we see an explosion of over-the-counter pain meds. One of the things I tell every parent who listens to the sports doctor, if your son or daughter needs over-the-counter pain medicine to participate, you're over the line. You're pushing it. And this is one of our biggest concerns. It's a huge topic. And the idea that we can enhance natural healing besides good nutrition and all these other smart aspects, that's what excites me about something like this. Because, again, youth sports overuse injuries are epidemic, and that ain't counting the mental side, you know?
Yes, yes. Well, you see with athletes that take pain medication, they actually decrease the blood flow to that area by 50%. And that's because they're trying to mask an injury that needs to be addressed.
That's a big point. Again, we are actually many times slowing things down. Now, of course, the population today, everybody wants to be active. They want to be active as long as they can. Great. You know, you see people in the 60s, 70s, 80s, you know, very active physically. So, again, whether we're looking at the physical therapy side, strengthen everything, work balance. Again, the sports doctor, pay attention to those feet and ankles, man. Are you in the best shoes? But also taking a look at something like ASEA, where you have, and this is an international product, isn't it, Sean?
You're correct. They're in 32 different countries right now.
This whole idea. Yeah, if people want to go back to sportsdoctorradio.com, they can catch Dr. David Silverman, who's a major player in ASEA, a retired podiatric surgeon, and who has some great perspectives of this whole side of things. What kind of triathletes? You still competitive?
I race 8 to 10 races every year, and I've been racing on this product. I've actually raced on this on ASEA. I've done 40 races since being on the product, and I've won 38 of those 40 races.
Wow. Now, ASEA also has a topical. They have a jelly, which is, you know, from the aesthetic side of skin health and someone's face to the fact of this being something that people use as an anti-inflammatory. You know, if your shins hurt, your ankles hurt, your knee hurts, right?
Yeah, I actually use it on my quads and hamstrings before a big race to increase the blood flow to that area so that when I'm getting ready to warm up and getting ready before a race, that I'm actually already warmed up and got blood flow to that area, and I'm able to perform at a much higher level. I'm decreasing the lactic acid
buildup. You buzzed by Chicago. We put some high-performance custom orthotics in those shoes. Are you in them?
Am I in them?
Are you in orthotics?
I am not in orthotics, no.
You want to be two steps quicker?
Add that
to the world of foot ankle strengthening. You know, of course, I'm prejudiced here on the Sports Doctor when we're talking about, we've been putting orthotics in figure skates for like 40 years. It's all about alignment and positioning. And many times, pain is our only guide. We don't pay as much attention. You guys pay huge attention to balance work and physical therapy, don't you, Sean?
We do. It's all about making sure that you're balanced. If you're not balanced, then you're going to create an overuse injury, or you're just asking for an injury. And we do. We balance. We work on core, activating the core. We work on looking at right and left side to make sure that we're not out of balance. And we work very hard to become in balance so that they can have a higher performance output.
Yeah, I tell you, the time flew by with Sean Burke. Again, a triathlete, he's a physical therapist. Sean's an educator. SEA, Cellular Health. And is there a website, Sean, people can go to find out more about you and what you're doing?
Yes, my website is www.redoxfuelin.com.
Everybody, we're going to be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody, Dr. Bob, you know on the Sports Doctor how much I pay attention to working those feet and ankles. You know, you're never too old to play in the sand, especially with the Sand Dune Power Stepper. You can improve balance, stamina, strength, and stability while working everything from your toes to your thighs. It's fun and easy. This amazing high-tech, multi-purpose foam device is used by everybody, from superstars to grandmas, to prevent and overcome foot and ankle injuries, increase balance. Professional athletes can improve performance. Great example is legendary strongman Donnie Thompson, who's really having some fun with the Sand Dune. Go to sanddunestepper.com or visit Instagram. Lots of great stuff at Sand Dune Stepper. You can also call 714-995-4500. Hey, sports people, listen up. Groundbreaking Vector Mouthguard has ESP technology and impact intelligence. That's right. Vector Mouthguard is a smart mouthguard. It gathers and transmits impact data and its effect on the brain in real time, straight to your coach's smartphone or computer. The Vector mouth guard not only combines the optimum positioning of a mouth guard, but it means safer games, enabling you to play better and play smarter. Visit VectorMouthGuard.com or call 425-372-7811. That's 425-372-7811. Smart mouth guard. Hey, flying back to Chicago, live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. The Sports Doctor's in segment, everybody. And again, you know, catch me next week. One of sports podiatry's legends, Dr. Steve Sobotnik, is going to be joining me. I'm hoping that Michael Buchanan, the author of Fat Boy Chronicles, will be able to join me. So catch that show. Looking forward. Again, the excitement is building on the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, that this April sometime will be coming out again with a whole array of chapters. My co-author Hall of Fame volleyballer, Sharky's Art, and she's the host of Pep Talk on Healthy Life Radio, the great all positive talk radio. And we've got all sorts of experts, all sorts of topics. And again, the book that's just been out this past month, Empowered Aging. Sharky's that author. She put together about a dozen contributors, all aspects of aging. And I had a quickie chapter called Aging is a Balancing Act. So besides the psychological side of it, we talk so much about the importance of balance exercise as we get older. Let's jump into a couple of emails. We have Angie says, you know, my 13-year-old son plays traveling soccer for a good few years. We've had on-off heel problems. We've changed shoes. He's had x-rays. You know, Angie, one of the most common problems we see is the inflammation of the growth center in the bottom of the back of growing boys and girls' heels. Used to call it young boys jumping heel, but boy, that changed at least 10 years ago. These girls are as active, as aggressive. And soccer is one of the sports where cleats is routine. The cleats sit right over the growth center. Good news, Angie, is that over the years, orthotics are magic when this problem is persistent, because when it's persistent, often foot mechanics comes in. Kid's flat-footed. He's got high arches, et cetera. So see podiatry and have them check him out regarding the mechanics, regarding shoes. And the good news, again, is with intelligent rest, strengthening the whole foot ankle, orthotics are magic. You know, Allison says, I coach figure skaters. I know you talk so much about orthotics. I sure do, Allison. I've been putting orthotics in children's figure skates. Jeez, over 30 years. Again, the part of the foreword to my book is written by the 2010 Men's Olympic figure skating gold medalist, Evan Lysacek. Talks about his mom. And the idea of, I was putting orthotics in skates for 15 years before I saw Evan in 1996. We're very, very excited about proper custom orthotics are extremely helpful in two very important areas as a parent, as a coach, as a skater yourself. One, can I prevent trouble? Can I prevent the foot, ankle, knee, low back concerns? And number two, can I make a difference in balance or performance? And what I've seen that I've talked about before is I've never had a coach in all these decades call me with the hundreds of growing children I've put in orthotics and figure skates. Never had one coach call me and say, hey, Dr. Bob, you messed them up. You slowed them down. So what I have had is coaches and parents tell me that boy or girl can do things they could never do before because their alignment, their balance, their strategic foot-ankle positioning is enhanced. Half the young girls I see in the world of figure skating, their knees hurt. And I'm a sports podiatrist. Pay big attention to the world of orthotics and again, go to my website. Everybody, again, you can jump into the mix here if you want to email me, drrwilesportsdoctor, written out at yahoo.com. Samantha says, what's going to happen at tackle football? You know, it's again, it's a chapter in my book. What are we going to do as a society about tackle football, let alone youth tackle football, with what we learn every day? And we're going to have to see what we do about it. One of the articles that I wrote, gosh, almost 10 years ago, was titled, There Is No Safe Tackle Football. And that's the reality. We always knew that knees and shoulders, and you're going to get banged up. You might have 8 surgeries, who knows what problem, foot ankle you might have in the world of football. Again, what we didn't know was the brain traumatic side of things. We're getting a lot more attention in hockey which we should be getting. So football, of course, is the poster sport where collisions are routine. If I'm a mom or dad, if I'm a grandpa, I'm telling you, and I am, it's a big concern, and we're seeing tremendous changes on parents who just will not allow their young boy, let alone their daughter, to play tackle football. So we're going to watch, we're going to see, we're going to continue to educate. This is a big topic on the Sports Doctor. I have experts from all over the world, neurologists, neurosurgeons, psychologists, psychiatrists, scientists. That's why I'm so involved with our group, with Leo Lasko and the Illinois Math and Science Academy, and the whole idea of concussions. So we'll be talking about it all the time. Sarah says, you're all excited about the Sand Dune Stepper. Yes, Sarah, I am. Besides the fact they're a sponsor, the ability to strengthen the gripping power, like walking on the sand, of our feet, ankles, and lower legs is unique. And that's what the Sand Dune Stepper does. It allows that kind of strengthening of the gripping muscles. There are things like BOSU and mini trams and other kinds of foam standing and balancing that definitely are in that direction, but that do not really mimic what the sand dune can do in either direction. We're in one direction, we've got slightly more pressure on the heels, and you turn around and you have slightly more pressure under the ball of the foot. So the area of balance, whether we're talking about your son or daughter who's the best athlete in this sport, or we're talking about your parents, well, the big concern is preventing falling. In this whole gigantic area, we've had some people on from physical therapy and balance centers. You had the head of operations on, Rick Douglas, probably a month or so ago. This is a big topic. And the ability to include really working the foot, balance exercise, that's why the title of my participation in the bestseller, Empowered Aging, by Sharkey Zartman, my chapter is titled, Aging is a Balancing Act. I know it's a cutesy title, but it really is about the importance of balance exercise and strengthening. The older we get, I don't care how serious the sport is, everybody stand on one foot, close your eyes, you're all over the place. Every muscle you're using when you do what I call instability training. So go to Instagram, check out Sand Dune Stepper. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Catch us next week, another informative session, right? Rock and roll with the Sports Doctor. See ya.
Near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.